At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, we've got some major breaking news. Senator Chris Van Hollen just flew to El Salvador to meet with the vice president and make sure that Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia is still alive. That's the Maryland father who was illegally deported. But the senator was denied a face-to-face meeting with Kilmar, which is incredibly terrifying. And what the Salvadorian VP admitted after is even worse. So let's play this video, and then I'll break down how El Salvador denied the senator a visit with a mistakenly deported man. Let's take a listen to Senator Van Hollen speaking in El Salvador right after he was denied. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this message.
Now, the courts of the United States have said there's no evidence to support the charge that he's part of MS-13. So I asked the vice president whether or not El Salvador has any evidence that he's part of MS-13 or has committed a crime.
And there was no evidence. No evidence from the U.S., no evidence from El Salvador. The only evidence there is that this guy was a part of MS-13 is that he was wearing Bulls merch, and that some unnamed, uncorroborated witness said they think he's a part of MS-13.
So I asked the vice president if Abrego Garcia has not committed a crime and the U.S. courts have found that he was illegally taken from the United States, and the government of El Salvador has no evidence that he was part of MS-13, why is El Salvador continuing to hold him in CICAT? And his answer was that the Trump administration is paying El Salvador, the government of El Salvador, to keep him at CICAT.
What he's referring to is the Trump admin paying El Salvador $25,000 per person per year that they send over. But that arrangement was set up for MS-13 gang members who committed crimes. Garcia is neither of those things. He had a traffic ticket violation in like 2017.
And I pointed out that neither the government of El Salvador nor the Trump administration has presented evidence to support the claim that he's committed any kind of criminal acts. And so why not release Abrego Garcia today? And he said what President Bukele said the other day at the White House, which that El Salvador can't smuggle Mr. Abrego Garcia into the United States.
He doesn't have to smuggle Abrego Garcia. The Trump admin themselves got an order from the Supreme Court, the highest court in the country, saying they have to both facilitate and effectuate the return of Abrego Garcia. There's no smuggling that has to take place. This is such a dishonest game, just so you guys know. Not only is Bukele somebody who's been expanding his executive power in El Salvador, becoming like a pseudo-dictator, maybe not a full-on dictator yet, but a pseudo-dictator. Meanwhile, Trump is also expanding his executive power. He's nowhere near dictator position. We'll never let him get that far. But both of these men are separately expanding their executive power, yet they're both saying they have no power over their own country to return somebody. What?
And I said, I'm not asking him to smuggle Mr. Abrego Garcia into the United States. I'm simply asking him to open the door of CICAT and let this innocent man walk out.
And when he says CICAT, he's referring to the containment terrorism center that Abrego is being held at.
And I pointed out that the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, has said that the United States would send a plane to El Salvador to pick him up. And why did she do that? Because the Supreme Court of the United States, in a ruling of 9-0, has said that the Trump administration has to facilitate his return to the United States. Now, there's no evidence that the Trump administration is complying with that order.
In fact, we just got another ruling that says it seems like the Trump admin is intentionally trying to disobey, defy the order from the Supreme Court. It's like, yeah, no shit, obviously. But it's nice that a court is now recognizing that officially.
There's no evidence that they're complying with that order. In fact, the United States Embassy here has told me they've received no direction from the Trump administration to help facilitate his release. So the Trump administration is clearly in violation of American court orders. But that still leaves the question, why is the government of El Salvador continuing to imprison a man where they have no evidence he's committed any crime and they've not been provided any evidence from the United States that he's committed a crime?
They've been provided zero evidence whatsoever. And one of the big headlines that I really want to touch on very quickly, because there's a lot of conversations here about due process, about the violation of rights, the violation of court orders. But a big headline here is the fact that this father was sent to a slave labor camp where he's going to be tortured, essentially. When you're sending these people across to El Salvador, you're sending them to a slave labor terrorism confinement center where they're going to be tortured. Now, here's J.D. Vance melting down on Twitter this morning. Just check this out. Somebody said on Twitter, Jesse Single said, joining the Trump bandwagon means you either need to be dumb or pretend to be dumb. J.D. Vance might have mortgaged his morality and his legacy, but he's not dumb. He doesn't actually think anyone's proposing 20 million trials. Rather, he knows he has very, very dumb supporters. And what he's referring to is an argument that J.D. Vance made last night, where he's like, hey, do you guys expect us to do 20 million trials for every single illegal immigrant here? That's not possible. And his end goal was to blur the lines of what due process is and what it isn't so that people could be deprived due process. And he's like, not everyone gets a court order. So Jesse Single says, hey, joining the Trump wagon means you're either dumb or you have to pretend to be dumb. Which one is it, J.D. Vance? And J.D. Vance somehow saw this. He's like searching his own name on Twitter and responding to stuff as the vice president. He said, I hate this smug, self-assured bullshit. Strong coming from you, J.D. Vance, damn. He said, quote, I know I'm right, and people must be dumb or immoral to disagree with me. It's an easy way to go through life, because then you never have to think seriously about why your worldview is a justification for the mass invasion of the country my ancestors built with their bare hands. Dude, what are you talking about? Look how cleanly he flips it on us. It's actually almost impressive how disingenuous he's being. Nobody is defending a mass invasion of the country. That is loaded language in the first place. Nobody's even defending criminals. We're not saying that we want more criminals here. We're not saying that if somebody illegally came here and raped a family that they should stay here. We're saying that everybody on American soil, not just citizens, but every person on American soil, as defined by the Constitution, deserves due process, deserves the chance to file a habeas petition and present their own side. Because once you create a new special class of people who or refuse due process, anybody can be put into that class. Because how do you prove that you're not in that class? It's impossible to. So J.D. Vance, in a smug, self-assured way, then gives a response saying he hates this smug, self-assured bullshit. He continued his meltdown and said, none of these people can articulate a deportation standard that, one, would satisfy left-wing critics, two, would satisfy their intuitions about what due process is required. Okay, no. We don't have intuitions about what due process is required. It's written there in ink. It is written in black ink in the Constitution that everybody gets due process. Now, he also made this really dishonest analogy saying, do you guys really think immigrants should get the same due process as an American citizen about to be on the death penalty or whatever? It's like, no. Somebody who's about to face the death penalty will, of course, go through a lot of due process, a lot more of the process than an immigrant. An immigrant doesn't even have to be convicted, but they still should get the chance to defend themselves, to show who they are and prove that they're not a criminal, which Garcia never got the chance to do. And that's what this all loops back to. So drop a like for Senator Chris Van Hollen. If you are from Maryland, let me know what you're thinking about your senator, because I am proud. And we'll leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.